Reverence and the honor that it deserves, because we're fully conscious of our human, great human limitations to deliver as well as to receive the infinite wisdom of God that has been compressed into this written word. And therefore, we come to ask you to help us. Anoint me afresh. Help me to speak as I should, indeed as an oracle of God. And put the same anointing and unction upon the ears and the hearts of everyone that is listening to me. Those who are physically present, those who will hear me remotely, electronically. That this word will have free course from you, through me, to the people, to do an internal and eternal work in every heart, including my own, causing our wills to become more humble, our minds to be more enlightened with revelation knowledge, and our emotions to become more controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray as I speak, the power of the Spirit of God be released in more than sufficient measure to follow these words wherever they are heard and released in all the earth, and back them. Power to heal, power to deliver, power to break yokes, power to free men, so that they will become doers. They will become doers of what they hear and not hearers only. We also pray for mercy to be faithful in the delivery of the word. That Lord God, I will deliver it with precision. I will redeem the time and speak only what you want me to say, bringing out of the treasure of this word, indeed things new and old, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all those in agreement with me receiving the blessing individually in their life said, today I have a prophetic message for the church and the nation. I didn't know this, but the Lord, in the last week, I was in the car actually. Very interesting way God speaks to you sometimes. You know, I was going to Lagos. I just downloaded two messages. It's just like, it's amazing how it's so much like the computer. You know, when you get an email or you get something on your iPad or your computer, and everything just going tzzz. That's what happened to me. And so I've got one this week and one for next week, and it's all for Nigeria. I started last week. I didn't know it was going to be a trilogy, you know. And last week I spoke about Nebuchadnezzar and Cyrus and David, the institution of government, the fact that governments are ordained by God. And that even when we have bad leaders or wicked leaders, the church has the power to be able to release the power of God to change their hearts, to turn the hearts from being wicked to being benevolent, and ultimately to becoming godly, so that the will of God can be done. Today I'm going to be speaking more to the church, even that was to the church. Even though I'm speaking to the nation, I'm also speaking to the church. And I've entitled this message, Turning from Our Wicked Ways. The Holy Spirit has, let me say it the way Paul said it, speaking expressly. He emphasizing it. He said, that's what I want you to title that message. Turning from our, not their, our wicked ways. I'd like you to turn with me in your Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. I think it's one of the most familiar scriptures in the Bible, especially among Christendom, particularly in Nigeria. Nigerians are one of the people who pray probably the most for their nation anywhere in the world, you know. Maybe America too, but you know, Nigeria particularly, you know. And these are scriptures that we've been praying for years. When we first, even before people like us got born again, I got born again in 79. You know, there was a CSSM meeting in 1977 in Jos, you know, and then just before the handover by, first of all, Murtala Muhammad, and then he died, and then General Obasanjo took over as a military leader that time. And Chief Obafemi Awolowo was running, Shehu Shagari, you had the UPN, you had the NPN. I still remember. You know, one of the big problems I think we have in this country is our memories are so short. I still remember. I remember the 79 election, I remember the 1983 election, you know, and Christian I had become a Christian by 79. And I heard the things that happened before that. And then I was also here. I was a Christian in 93. And how we will go to University of Ife here in UI. You know, the Christian students, you know, power. That's where all of us came out of. All the pastors you see today, we all came out of that movement. And we would pray for Nigeria. We would pray for Nigeria. This scripture, I can never. We will pray and pray and pray. And God heard those prayers. It's not perfect yet, but, you know, like I said last week, we're not where we should be, but we're certainly where we used to be. And we thank God for that. But I believe we are at the threshold. Where all many of the aspirations and the prophetic utterances that have come concerning Nigeria are now going to come into manifestation. We stand at a point in time, I'll read the scripture in a minute, where the book of Ezekiel, somewhere in Ezekiel, I can't remember exactly where, you know, I think it's 18 or somewhere there, you know, where it says, what is this proverb amongst the children of Israel? That the day of the Lord is far. The day of the Lord is far. The day of the Lord is far. For I say unto you, no longer shall this proverb be amongst the children of Israel, that the day of the Lord, for I will speak and it will be done now. Ezekiel, thank you. Is it 18? No, it's not 18, it's 12. Pastor G, when you find it, let me know. You know, he said, what is this that, you know, this is not it. Is a problem? Oh, the day of the Lord is far. It's far. You know, yes, the prophets prophesy, but what they see is a long way. And God said, He says, it's going to be now. Ezekiel 12, what verse? 21. Ezekiel 12, 21. That's an easy permutation. Just put the 1, 12, and 21. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, next verse, son of man, what is that proverb that you have in Nigeria? I'm paraphrasing for prophetic relevance. Saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth. Next verse. Tell them therefore. And that's why I'm preaching. Tell them therefore, thus said the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Nigeria. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. Give the Lord a clap offering. I've been praying for 2 Chronicles for years. But the day is at hand. Next verse. And then we'll quickly jump back to 2 Chronicles. For they shall no more. The There shall be no more any vain vision or flattering divination. Hallelujah. Within the house of Israel. You know, got a lot of false prophets flying all over the whole place. Vain vision, flattering divination. But all that junk is going to cease. The true prophets who have been in the caves, they're about to come out. They've always been there, but they've been hidden. People have used a prophetic word for political gain. Thank you. Look at the Amplified. Thank you, Mommy. Look at the Amplified. Now, go back to verse 22 in the Amplified. Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in Nigeria? I am speaking in prophetic context, present truth. Saying, the days drag on, and every vision comes to nothing, and is not fulfilled. Next verse. They tell them, therefore, turn to your neighbor and say, God's talking, man. Tell them, therefore, I will put an end to this proverb, and they shall use it no more as a proverb in Nigeria. But say to them, the days are at hand and the fulfillment of every vision. Verse 24. For there shall no more, or there shall be no more, any false, empty, fruitless vision or flattering divination in the house of Israel. God has landed you. Next verse. I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall be performed. It come to pass. It shall be. I didn't hear you. No more delayed or prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious. And this is a word for the church. Remember, my message is turn from our wicked ways. God sent me to the church today. Not even not the sinners. The church. The church is the problem. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will speak the word and will perform it, says the Lord God. Next verse. Okay, just stop there. Now go to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'm going to use an Olubi translation now, and only then. You know, I'm a mathematician. When we define axioms and we define theorems, we are very, very precise. For then by the Spirit I add, and only then. For then and only then. Will I hear from heaven? I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Nigeria is a paradox. President Buhari, in his inaugural speech, he said something that made me, I liked what he said. He says, it is a shame that the giant of Africa, after throwing $20 billion, I didn't say million, and I didn't say naira, $20 billion. Yes. Okay, yeah. You know, $20 billion at the power sector of Nigeria. I'm almost quoting him verbatim. I'm not exact, but because I still in my heart. You know, he said, we have not been able to generate, talk less of distribute. We're generating less than a country of 170, 180 million cannot generate 5,000 megawatts, talk less of distribute it. Ah, the beloved, an enemy has done this. In our language, that means that the cause of this thing is not just what you can see with your eyes. There's a spiritual power behind it. It makes no sense. $20 billion. We can only produce 5,000 megawatts and distribute even less. They did the privatization, and I thank God for that, and thank God for how it went and how they're trying, you know. But you know, how can you have distribution if there's no generation? You don't start with distribution, you start with generation. It is what you generate you can distribute. But God is talking. You see, the real problem is here. He says, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. There are five things or four things here. Everyone say humble, pray, seek my face, and turn from our wicked ways. It's a four combination lock. You know the ones Nigerians do the most? Pray. But they don't seek his face. They don't humble themselves. And certainly they don't turn from their wicked ways. So what's happening? The land is only one quarter healed. That's why we throw $20 billion at the power sector and cannot generate. Can you imagine? The land is sick. It has to be sick. But God is going to heal the land. And now is the time. No longer is the vision prolonged though. Give me that Ezekiel 12 again. Exactly. 28. Go back to Ezekiel 12. And 28. Quick. 28. 2. Amplified. Ezekiel 12, 28. Mommy just showed it to me. Say, therefore, say unto them. See, I'm your Ezekiel today. Or one of your Ezekiels. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God has sent me to the nation. That's why he says, and it's particularly for the church. You know, he didn't say this to the world. He said it to the rebellious house of Israel. It was the church. It's the church. And by the time I finish, everybody is going to repent too. Amen. Nekaramakatushke frenegesk. We don't talk from our wicked ways. We don't humble ourselves. We pray. I don't think there's any nation in the world that prays more than Nigeria. Pray. But no healing of the land. We can't. Something. Ghana. All the. No, in Jesus' name. I reverse it in Jesus' name. So many people. Industries run to Ghana. Look, my wife and I have told you, we run a business, Lifeward, by the grace of God. Do you know how much we spend on diesel? This church, you are here under aircon. It's not like that, too. Turn to your neighbor, say it's not like that, too. They say the soup was sweet. Wait till you finish them. Just you gotta sit down, enjoy aircon. Now this is a killer. And you can't go to the diesel guys. They're not like the guys in the times of Jesus. Where is it? The Lord has deed of it.
Oh, no, give us this, it's for the Lord. I say, okay, you can have it. Like the donkey they gave to Jesus. Say, this one, they are not that sanctified in this generation. So the Lord has need of it. I'm more one, man. But Pastor G has need of you. Pastor Lubi, okay. Problem well. It's a problem. We pray. But because the other conditions are not fulfilled, a trickle is coming out and the land is not healed. But the good news, that's why God sends prophets, is that no longer shall the day prevail. Look at it. Ezekiel 28. Say, therefore say unto them, thus says the Lord God, there shall none of my words be deferred any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be performed, says the Lord. Give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. The word concerning Nigeria is no longer being deferred. Season has changed too. And this is not political change. It's spiritual change. Because you like it or you don't like it, or you will turn from your wicked ways. If my people, so the reason why the land has not been as much healed as it should have been, we thank God for the little mercies we've received, is because the people have not turned from their wicked. They pray. Nigerians pray. But they don't humble themselves. Some do, but not many. I remember during this last election, to the glory of God, and I say this to the glory of God, my wife, you know, and many of us here, 3 21-day fasts, one after the other, or two, Fasting and praying. That's what it means to humble yourself. Humble yourself doesn't mean go around with your head like this. It means to fast. Look at Psalm 35 quickly. Verse 13. It says, humble your soul with fasting. Psalm 35. We're going to stick with the Bible definitions, not our own interpretations. Hello, somebody. As for me, I didn't hear you. When they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth, and I humbled my soul with fasting. I want to say this to the glory of God, and so that others can emulate us. It's good to copy a good thing. The year was 1993. Chief Abiola MKO had won the election. What was judged at that time to be the fairest election. Political pressures and here and there, President Babangida had to cancel it. It was as if Nigeria was going to break. In fact, some pastors were telling people, go back to the people were in the north. Everybody was coming down south. You don't know what's going to happen. Nigeria is going to scatter. I still remember. God gave my wife a prophetic word. The birth of a new nation. Put it on NTA. It's still in the archives. The church was moved. We always moved at the emergency. And people, we did a big meeting. Of all the pastors, I was one of them. Big pastors. Also, everybody was, you know, everybody, let's pray for Nigeria. A lot of hullabaloo. We all got excited and emotional. How we have to pray for our nation and blah, 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 blah. So we all said, okay. Let's go to, we all be coming to Rita Mefa Baptist Church. Pastor Bega, Mommy, Sarah, and quite a number of other people. You know, you still remember. Okay, let's be meeting. I think it was everywhere, Monday. I can't remember the day. You know, with fasting and praying. And let us start, you know, all the... We all agree, though. All the pastors, you know, and we how we have to be praying for our nation. This is scripture. This is 2 Chronicles. I'm talking about our wicked ways. I'm going to get to it in a minute. And we all agreed. The only people who showed up were the scripture pastor people. Remember? Some they came the first time. The next time, it was only the scripture pastor people. But we agreed. So I just packed my people. I said, Shekinah, let's come to church and pray. Then we quit fasting. That's how we started praying every Tuesday with fasting. Bible didn't just say pray, say humble thyself. To pray for our nation. And we've been doing it from then till now to the glory of God. And certainly God has had those prayers. And it has had some effect on the nation. Even before then, yeah. Yeah, we used to pray. We used to pray in Bo International School. 28 years. But we stepped it up after that, the June 12 event. And became more systematic. See, because you see, you can't do the Bible the way you like it. You must do the Bible the way the man wrote it. So we started praying. You know, pray for Nigeria. But a lot of the other people, we didn't see them again. Pray for nation, no? But many times not with fasting. Even when they do, you know, half heart. This thing will not work as it should work. If my people, we humble themselves, pray, seek my face. Now, what does it mean to seek God's face? It means to set other things aside in order to give time and to concentrate on the Lord. There was a pastor, he's like a spiritual son to me. He said this to me about 3 or 4 years ago. I can't, you know. He said, and he was in Cannes. This Christian Association of Nigeria, he was a big man there. You know, and they used to have big meetings, blah, blah, blah. He said, Pastor, I've been all over Nigeria with Cannes. I've gone all over the different places. He said, as far as I know, it's only in SPCC where you people really seek to pray for the nation for 1 hour every week with fasting on a consistent basis. I've not seen it anywhere else. He said, they talk, then they all come, pray 5 minutes, you know, pray 10 minutes, pray 15 minutes, you know, and that's it. Nothing systematic, nothing consistent. I'm not seeking his face. See, everybody wants to heal their land, but very few people are ready to humble themselves. Very people are ready to pray the way God, I'm going to get to that in a minute. You know, many people are not ready to seek his face. Then the last one says, and turn from their wicked ways. Now, this is the place, this is the crux of this message. When I talk about wicked ways, I'm not talking about adultery. I'm not talking about fornication alone. I'm not talking about drinking. I'm not talking about womanizing. I'm not talking about going active witchcraft and going and meet a, you know, that bad. I'm not talking about armed robbery. You know, where with the wicked ways, most people, that's what their mind goes to. You know, let the politicians turn away from bribery. Let the politicians turn away from corruption. That's what's killing this country. Agreed on a secular level, that is true. But do you know the wicked ways of the Christians is what is making the politicians corrupt? We must go to the root and not cut the branch. The root! The corruption of the politicians is the branches, but the root is the wickedness of the Christians. Now, what is wickedness? Psalm 50. Psalm 50, I believe it's verse 13, 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there. Psalm 50. Move down. Move down because of time. Ah, there it is. Seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee. Verse 18. Okay, no, you need to go up where it says, you know, what has the wicked? What verse is that? Right. But unto the wicked. This is the wicked. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Oh, you are making prophetic declaration. But you are wicked. That thou shouldest take thy covenant in thy mouth. Verse 17. See, you hate instruction and cast my words behind. What is wickedness as far as God is concerned and for the church? It is refusal to obey instruction. And that is why the prayers are not as effective as they should be, and it is not healing the land. Good news, that day has changed. Hence this prophetic message. By the time I finish, I promise you, we will all repent. And that's why this is going out. It's going to go on television. It's going to go on the internet. Everywhere. You know, it's not just for scripture pastors, for the whole church. We must turn from our way. This wicked, this disobedience to instruction. I will do God's thing, but I will do it my way. I will do it, but nobody can tell me this how I'm going to do it. See what it has caused. The land has not been healed. How can we throw $20 billion at the President Buhari? I said, wow. Not Naira, dollars. And that's from 1999 to now. Not from 1960. From, yes, the $20 billion is from 1999 to date. $20 billion. Not Naira. We are still queuing for petrol. Brethren, there's a problem. There is a problem. Nations that are nowhere near Nigeria is one of the greatest nations in the earth. I don't say that because I'm a Nigerian. I'm saying it because it's true. We are endowed intellectually with mineral resources, everything. We cannot maintain 3 refineries. I used to do contract with the Warri refinery in Warri. For years, the place would lie dormant. They would say they are doing TAM, turnaround maintenance. Time. They will do dollars, millions of dollars, nothing will come out. Somebody somewhere is siphoning the money. And it's from the top to the bottom. But that day is gone.
Amen.
The other day I was just looking at it. So I can't. In 2015, Nigerians are still queuing for petrol. We should have refineries all over the country. Refine our own petrol so that, you know, we have enough for domestic consumption and then to export. We have the brains. We have the technology. But because we didn't turn from our wicked ways, the land is not healed. Nations that are nowhere near Nigeria, nowhere near Nigeria, can refine their own petrol. We are producer, we are about the fifth of, I can't remember the exact statistic, largest producer of crude oil. certainly probably largest in Africa. Producing, you know, and that we can't take our own oil, refine it, and then distribute it to our own people, and then have the excess to export and earn foreign exchange instead of burning it. Every day we are paying subsidy to a bunch of crooks. It will stop. You will see. It will stop now. No longer shall the vision be deferred. Wicked ways is refusal to obey instruction. I've given this illustration before in the past, but it bears repetition. A pilot is flying in. He receives an instruction from the control tower at Murtala Mohammed Airport. For illustrative purposes, you know, he's maybe somewhere in Benin. Maybe he's coming from Abuja or wherever. He's flying in. He's still 200-300 kilometers from Lagos. But remember, he's going at 700 miles per hour. He receives an instruction from the control tower. There is bad turbulence around the Lagos area. Please move 5 degrees west and go down an altitude of 5,000 meters to circulate around the turbulence. He said, they don't know what they are saying. Fly. You know, not today I start flying. I always come from Abuja. And I have flown this something all of these years. And they did not mind him. Well, this small boy that just came to control tower the other day. He said, say, may I go down 20 meters? May I go 5 degrees? Tell him how they come. He is at 40,000 feet. The control tower is seeing what is happening. He sends him a signal. He ignores it. So instead of avoiding the turbulence, he enters into it. And then the plane says, and suddenly something happens to one of the control panels. He loses light, loses electricity, and it begins to drop. It's a hypothetical situation. And the plane crashes. 200 people die unnecessarily. We start binding the devil. It's not devil. Stop that rubbish and nonsense. It's wickedness. It's wickedness. He refused to obey a simple instruction that would have avoided a disaster. Hey, it didn't mean any harm. That's the way I've been flying. I know he may not have meant any harm, but he did harm. Are you understanding me? So it is in the spiritual. Pray with fasting. Pray in the spirit. No, I don't mind them. Who's that small boy? Tell me after I'm going to pray in spirit. Well, I'm going to pray, but I was led by the spirit, John. Then he enters into turbulence. Then the plane crashes, spiritually speaking. And then there's queue in the petrol station. The refineries don't work. Who is the culprit? Who killed those people? The pilot. The pilot. Pilate killed the people, he would be held culpable if he survived the flight. It's a simple illustration, but it illustrates the reality of what is going on in the realm of the spirit. We not pray as we should be praying. I'm getting to the close of the message and I'll begin to wind up. There's a beautiful scripture. I quote it every Tuesday when we gather here to pray. And it is this. The effectual fervent. James 5:16, please. James chapter 5, verse 16. We're reading the King James, we're reading the Amplified. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you might be healed. That has to do with, I've been preaching this about united praying in the Spirit with a heart of mercy, a heart of love. You see, we can't ignore, we can't just put aside these instructions and then think that we can force the Word of God and make it work on our terms. Have you not read? And is it not written that God watches over his word to perform it? Do you not know that the Bible tells us that he has magnified his word above his name? Do you not know that God is bound? He says, my covenant will I not break, neither will I alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. And then you think you can with disdain ignore his word and do the part that you like and the part that you don't like and selectively obey him, you will crash. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another. So I was going to ask life for them. I'm not going to go into all of that now. What we talked the other day about the blood of Jesus. Confess your faults. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Then address your wagba. Are you listening? The prayer cannot work where the forgiveness and the confession is not preceding. We can't do this thing the way we like. Even between husband and wife. Thank you, darling. You know the Bible says? The Bible says, lest your prayer be hindered. This woman has power. Ole Madura Midani. No, seriously speaking. Man Benny. So if anything, you know, I'm not afraid of her, I'm afraid of God. So when anything happens, I'll go and beg her. Darling, sorry. So that I drag her. Because if you do not dwell with them according to knowledge, it will hinder your prayer. Text message. It just came down from heaven. Amen. Amen. Quarreling with your wife is wickedness. Text message. Oh yes, that bunny. Because it's an instruction. Not dwelling with your wife according to knowledge is wickedness, and your prayer will be hindered, including the one for Nigeria. Let me translate. You came to church to pray together for the nation, and husband and wife are quarreling at home, and you think your prayer will work. Why are we deceiving ourselves? That is why the refineries are not working. That's why the power sector has $20 billion thrown at it and it's not working. But why is it? In other nations where they don't pray, they are not the nation from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, which the rivers divide. You are of strategic importance to Lucifer. It is in Lucifer's strategic plan that Nigeria not rise. Because we are part of an end time move and a spearhead nation. You need to know that.
So where there are 1,000 demons against nation X, there are 100 million against Nigeria. He knows Nigeria's potential. He knows. And you know, we don't play with God. Oh. Nigerians are very serious. Once the right thing is there like this, we will feel the whole heart. We're already feeling the whole heart. He knows that. He knows that. So keep them down. If possible, scatter them. The prophets prophesied that 2015 he will scatter. God said he will not scatter. Yeah. Give the Lord another clap offering. Yeah. But brethren, the strategic plan was for it to scatter. Thank God for those who prayed. Thank God for those who fasted. Thank God for those that God was able to use to touch the heart of the king when it mattered. And put people right next to Jonathan when it mattered. So he would make the right decision. If the wrong people